The film America at 10 Miles Per Hour is now in the editing process. We talked to the crew in August and September when they began to document a journey from Seattle's Puget Sound to Boston Harbor on the gyroscope-balanced two-wheel scooter known as a Segway. The filmmakers logged more than 4,000 miles, 359 invitations to stay the night on someone's couch or in someone's guest bedroom, and 418 battery changes. Then they trekked back across the country to begin post-production on the film. Josh Caldwell is in Denver, where he and fellow filmmaker Hunter Weeks have been working for almost 2 months. Hey, Josh, welcome home.
Hi.
So give us a visual picture. What does America look like at 10 miles per hour?
One thing that we definitely had a very intimate experience with was rural America, because it just is so vast in terms of the landscape. We met a lot of diverse people, from a rose peddler in Pittsburgh that showed us the ropes of peddling and selling roses going down the street, to staying with a Cleveland DJ who invited us to stay with her and her family over the air on the radio when we called in to talk to her on her radio program.
All right, so you made it across the country, and then you went back, and you've been sitting in this dark editing room, right? I mean, looking at footage of yourself riding this thing across the country. Give us, as you're coming toward the finish line and heading toward the east, a moment that maybe surprises you now as you watch on tape, or a memory of that particular leg of the journey.
One of the cool opportunities that we had was going, actually, this was actually kind of an urban contrast. It was when we were in Philly. We got to hang out with some people from the mural arts program, and we were there with an artist as he finished one of these big murals that he was working on, and it was definitely a cool moment to be able to talk with him.
How'd you get in and out of Philly?
I don't remember exactly.
You haven't got to that part in the editing yet?
No, and there's certain parts that we didn't film. We didn't necessarily, film the whole trek.
Ah. Were there some moments that you wish you had the camera rolling?
I remember going through, I think it was the Midwest, and it was always interesting to see how the animals reacted to me riding by, like cows and horses. And this one time, there was these horses that just perked up, and there must have been 10 of them, and they just started running along the side of the road and just excited to see what was going on. They thinking, what's this crazy thing going down the road?
You must have encountered a lot of animals on your way across the country.
There was a lot of animals, and I definitely got very intimate with the roadkill on the side of the road as well.
How's production going? When do you think the film's going to be done?
We are on a deadline to have things wrapped up by early summer so that we can submit to the Toronto International Film Festival and Sundance as well.
Okay. Josh Caldwell navigated the Segway scooter, which is featured in the forthcoming documentary America at 10 Miles Per Hour, and he joined us on the phone from Denver. Hey, Josh, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne. Great talking with you again.